The row over the late Bishop Bell is something we've reported on the programme before. George Bell served as the Bishop of Chichester for nearly 30 years until his death in 1958, and was widely revered, but late last year the church announced it was paying compensation to someone who claimed to have been abused by him as a child. A number of prominent figures complained that the church was allowing his reputation to be smeared without providing sufficient details about the investigation into the claims. Now, however, the woman who made the allegations has talked to the Sussex paper The Brighton Argus. Joel Adams conducted the interview, and he told me what she said.
She had a relative who had a position at Chichester Cathedral, and that, therefore, was how she was first introduced to Bishop Bell, who would say that he was going to read her a bedtime story, but rather would take her away, and she describes being led through the bishop's kitchen and having a very clear memory of a man dressed all in black waiting on the stair, who would take her with him down a corridor to a large book-lined room in which he would shut the door, sit her on his knee, and then, in her words, would start wriggling about and then would start touching her between her legs and molest her.
And what sort of age was she at the time?
This was the late 1940s, and she was 5 at the time, and the abuse carried on until she was 9 when her family moved out of the area.
Until now, she's been anonymous. Why did she decide to speak out to you?
Well, she still is anonymous, of course, but at least now we know her story. And what she said to me was that she had been deeply hurt by some of the comments in the press who had been speaking up in defence either of George Bell or in criticism of the process. And I think from her perspective, you can understand she carries this alone for a long time, and it casts something of a significant shadow over her life. Then she speaks out in 95 and feels very rebuffed by the church. She finally gets her apology in 2015, having contacted Archbishop Justin Welby in 2013. And the net result of that, from her perspective, has been an outpouring of support for the man who abused her.
Can you explain what the concerns of those who are attacking the way the church has conducted itself in this case? Can you explain what those concerns are and whether or not they will be changed or addressed by this interview?
A lot of people have had a feeling that the church, when it released its original statement in October of last year, did so without necessarily appreciating the contribution that George Bell had made, so the good works that he undoubtedly did. And the second concern, as I understand it, is whether or not it is appropriate for both the church and for local and national media to be accepting that this abuse took place, because obviously the victim statement can't be tested in a court of law because the defendant, the would-be defendant, died 50-something years ago.
So it doesn't sound as if this is going to settle the controversy.
No, what I hope is that it starts to split into two different issues. The first is whether or not this is now put to bed for the victim, and hopefully, having said her piece and put her side of the story on the record and received, we should point out, a strident statement of support from the current Bishop of Chichester, Martin Warner, on the day after the interview was published. Hopefully the matter can now be considered to be in the past for her, finally. I think as regards the broader controversy over the legacy of George Bell, that will continue to rumble on.
And things like the question of whether some places and church buildings and so forth that have been named after him should be renamed, that sort of thing hasn't been gone through completely yet either, has it?
No, absolutely. George Bell House, which is a lodging house just adjacent to the cathedral grounds, was renamed online to its street address by the church following their statement in October of last year. But when I went over to Chichester very recently, the plaque that says George Bell House is still very prominent next to its front door. I have been told to expect a statement from the church on the 12th of February on the future of George Bell House. Meanwhile, Bishop Bell School in Eastbourne has changed its name. Bishop Luffer Church of England School in Chichester has renamed its schoolhouse that was Bell House. And the University of Chichester has said that arrangements are in hand for renaming Bishop Bell Hall of Residence.
What did she say about the question of the way, or the debate about the way George Bell is remembered as a result of all this?
She said to me, he did some good, but to me he did harm. I'm not saying that he didn't do good in other areas, but I was his weakness. And I think the question that poses to me is that if the woman at the very centre of this can find that complexity and that graciousness, then perhaps the national debate should, if nothing but out of respect to her, should reflect that sophistication as it tries to deal with both his positive and his negative legacy.
Joel Adams.